Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it.
Who did that? I don't see how I could do it because that liver pops and goes so much, you know. I need to.
Especially it kept the butter too long.
Yeah.
And it didn't taste good. What would you say the butter was for?
Oh, I'd say the. You mean the butter was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say the butter was onions in it or something like that, you know. So anything would make butter wrong, you know. And the weed out there, the cow eat, if you churn it, it'll make butter out of it, it'll taste.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call it rancid?
Yeah, it gets rancid, that's right. That's when it's done spoiled, you know. This says rancid. Mm-hmm. No, I don't mean it's done spoiled. It means it's done got old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, called it rancid because it's done got old.
What would you call the thick sour milk?
They call it clabber milk.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything
else? No, I don't think so. Okay. All right. What kind of cheese do you make from that kind of milk? Cottage cheese.
Okay. Have you ever heard any others?
Oh, yeah. They make so many cheese. I don't know. You know,
they've
got so many cheese they make.
All right. What is baked in a deep dish made out of apples with a crust on top?
Apple cobbler, I imagine.
Okay. All right, if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. Do you remember another word that in the old days people called food?
Oh, yes. They used to call it.
Articulate.
That's a brother. That's my son.
Oh!
That's my youngest child. Oh. Yes, I know they had an old name they called food. They called it a word. I don't know what the meaning. Of course, they use it for a word. Yeah. Call it dills. Uh-huh. Dills.
All right. What do you call the sweet liquid that sometimes you might pour over pudding? Oh, yeah, right. That you might pour over the pudding.
Oh,
kind of
I mean, it's a, a different kind of sauce to go over pudding. Mm-hmm. Go the sauce, or lemon, chocolate, any kind of sauce.
What would you call food that's, it's not a regular meal, but something you might eat between meals, you might call it a...
Lunch.
Okay. What about if it was between breakfast and lunch? You just got sort of hungry and you said, I'm going in the kitchen and fix myself a...
Sandwich.
All right. What
time
do you eat breakfast this morning, or do you usually eat?
Well, I usually don't eat until about, something like that. I come over here to bring the care of kids to school, the grandkids to school. If they got breakfast up there, which will be around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I'll eat then.
What
time,
so what time do you say you normally do?
Normally eat when I come out here then, about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
All right, what about yesterday? You remember?
Yes, were you here yesterday, weren't you? Oh, I didn't get over here then to, I might say lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, if I ask you, if you came in and I said, have some breakfast, you might say, no, I've already.
Yeah, but, here's the old way of saying it. You asked me to have some breakfast, and I said, no. You better let that go ahead, because you asked me the second time I'm going to eat.
All right.